What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us from the Jamestown drag races, we have Mike Troutman joining us. And Mike, welcome back to our show.
Glad to be here again. I know we had a fun time last year.
Yeah, we did. And after, you know, like rainouts and all that other stuff, it's so nice to have an event that has been around for 20 years this year.
Yes, 20th year. We couldn't be prouder of the group that we have doing this. And we've always got new people coming to help. So it's been a blast.
Yeah, all volunteer group putting this on at the Jamestown Regional Airport. Mike, for those who haven't heard of this, again, going on 20 years, it's hard to not have heard this and hear them when they're going on. Tell us a little bit about the Jamestown drag races and what people can expect when they come out here this weekend.
We hold our drag race every year at the Jamestown Regional Airport. They let us use one of their airports, and they've been great to deal with. They help us with everything. I mean, as far as dealing with the FAA and, I mean, getting even just things like getting the RAS mode out there for us. I mean, it's been great. We hold it once a year, every year, except for 1 year we got rained out. That kind of hurt. But anyways, that doesn't happen very often. It looks like this weekend's going to be good. We have concessions out there, bleachers. It's going to be a great event. The weather looks awesome.
And for those who have never taken in drag races before, Mike, I mean, you guys have everything. You have the hot rods out there, obviously, with the big tires. But we see, I've seen snowmobiles, for crying out loud, out there drag racing too.
It's true. We have everything from your regular everyday grocery getter, something somebody's just sipping gas with and wants to go and play with, all the way up to 1,000 horsepower cars that people have had in their garage just tinkering on and just got to boost it up to go fast and do crazy things, all the way up to the regular rail cars that are just purpose-built drag cars. And yeah, like you said, snowmobiles, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and this year we actually have a new class this year for side-by-sides. So there's a ton of people with those around. Bring them on out. We'll see what we can do with them. And there's a little bit of prize and trophy and stuff like that. So should be fun.
Mike Troutman again, Jamestown Drag Races, again, are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Jamestown Regional Airport. Let's talk about that, Mike. If I'm sitting around and I'm like, you know what? I want to put my minivan up against something else. How are they getting registered? Are they doing it ahead of time, or they just show up kind of the day of and they go from there?
The most convenient for us and everybody that's coming to race would be online registration. And you can find that at our website, jamestowndragracing.com. I get registered on there and it just sends all the information right to us. And then as soon as you pull in the gate, you're good to go. Just come on in. And for those that want to wait or just come last minute or something like that, you can either go on to that website that I just mentioned and print off a form and have it filled out when you show up, or we can give it to you at the gate there too.
Awesome. You guys are willing to work with them on that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is a big one too for Jamestown, Mike. Again, held for 20 years. I know Jamestown Tourism helps out a lot with this as well. And this is a big bring in for Jamestown. People all over come to this thing, right?
Yeah. As far as an economic boost to the city, it's from tourism's numbers, it's the second largest, second only to the Jamestown Stampede out there. So it is huge for the city. Tourism has been great to deal with. They help us out and they love to see us. I mean, yeah. Like I say, we're the second largest financial boost the city gets. So it's been great dealing with them, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Awesome. So again, this is this weekend that's coming up here, June 25th, 26th at the Jamestown Regional Airport. And Mike, again, this will be the second year that it's kind of changed up a little bit. People kind of got to go out of town a little bit and turn back in to get into the gates, I believe, for this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we kind of want to push that a little bit because everybody's used to coming in the airport terminal entrance, and it's not there. Just like last year, you go the east side of the airport and there'll be an entrance. We got signs in the ditches, so hopefully those will help guide people if the wind doesn't blow them over.
Yeah.
And it should be a pretty good time.
Yeah, definitely. You want to bring the kids, bring the family, because it's just really a fun event. There is seating out there, but encourage you to bring a lawn chair. And I think there was no alcohol allowed as well too, right?
Correct. Yes. We have bleachers of our own and we borrow some from the city parks department. So we have seating, but more than happy to see people bring out their chairs and stuff like that. We've got a big tent this year. You can set that up under and get out of the sun. And yeah, no alcohol on the premises. And we have concessions and all kinds of stuff.
It'll all be out there for you.
Yes.
So again, the Jamestown Drag Races, we want to see as many people out there as possible going on this weekend. And again, you'll see everything, like we talked, to snowmobiles, ATVs, to the hot rods, the 1,000 horsepower. Mike, if people have questions, they want to get involved, maybe volunteer, because I know you guys are always welcome to have more people join. What are some ways you'd encourage them to reach out and ask you guys some questions about this?
We have a very active Facebook page that we try to stay on top of answering questions within hours, if possible. And also, we have all our contact info as far as phone, Facebook, email, all that stuff on our website, jamestowndragracing.com.
Awesome. Mike, anything else with the event, or we're just ready for a loud weekend, right?
I'm ready to get at it. We've been working hard lately, so it's time to get it going.
Awesome. All right. Again, that is Saturday and Sunday, 9 o'clock, or around 8, 9 o'clock, when the trials go, and then eliminations at 1, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, as soon as the emergency personnel show up, we can start racing right away in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock, something like that usually. And then time trials at 1.
Beautiful. 2 full days of it. Jamestown Regional Airport. Get out and join the Jamestown Drag Races. And Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.